It's the Morning X with Kev, powered by Expert Electronics.
It's 104.9, the Morning X. Kev here, and you might know this guy for a few different reasons. You might know him as the bassist of Tremonti or Van Halen, but if you prefer, he's the son of one Edward Van Halen. He's now got his very own solo project, Mammoth WVH. It's Wolfgang Van Halen. Welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I know you've been crazy busy making the media round, so we really appreciate you taking the time out to chat with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man.
So, of course, we are very sorry to hear the passing of your dad, a guitar hero and an honest-to-God legend. And, you know, the world lost a legend, but you lost a father, and I can't imagine how that must feel. So our deepest condolences to you and your family, first of all.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what is it like growing up with a legend for a dad?
I mean, I don't really have any other comparison, but I mean, to me, he was just dad and a great one at that.
Yeah. So can you remember the moment you kind of realized that your dad had kind of a larger than life situation?
Yeah, I think because I would always be at his shows early on, my mom would always hold me on the side of the stage whenever he would solo, and I would just be hitting her for her to let me go so I could go see him. there were a couple times where I just ran on stage and I grabbed him, but then I would turn and see that there were like thousands of people watching him, and I was like, huh, looks like I'm sharing my dad with all these people right now.
Right. Yeah, and you realize not everybody's dad has thousands of people that come to see him at work, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So when was it that you realized that you wanted to do what he does? Did it take long?
Yeah, I don't think I ever had that realization moment. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
It was kind of just the natural progression of where I was headed. You know, I learned how to play drums when I was 10. I picked up guitar when I was 12. It just kind of happened. It was never like, I'm going to do this. It just fell in my lap.
Yeah, you know,
you're going to do this.
Right. It's a part of your life. A lot of the ways that, you know, for some people, video games are part of their life, you know, because that's what their parents mm-hmm. do. You know what I mean? It doesn't strike you as anything out of the ordinary. So that's cool, man. So you join up to mm-hmm. play bass in Van Halen. How old were you when that started?
I was 15 when we started jamming. That kind of led to the beginning of that. So yeah, 15, 16 is when I started.
So was it through playing bass with Van Halen that you got the gig with Tremonti?
Yeah, well, it's funny. That's actually a really funny story. I was hanging out with my friend Morgan, the drummer from Seven Dust, and we were in New Jersey, and I had some of my bass gear with me. And I get a call from Garrett Whitlock, the drummer from Tremonti, and he's like, hey, man, I heard you're in Jersey right now. You want to come by and jam? And I was like, sure. And then I came over, I brought my gear, and before you knew it, I was touring with Tremonti.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool you got to do that. Are you on Tremonti's albums, too?
Yeah, I'm on the second and third one, Dust and Cauterize.
That's great, man. So you must have taken away a few things from that, right? As far as recording a solo album goes.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure working with Elvis Basquiat, and we worked with him on that, and then he's my partner in crime for the Mammoth WVH work.
And we should talk about that since we don't have a whole lot of time. We should get into that right away. We're on with Wolfgang Van Halen, and you've been hearing his song Distance on 104.9 The X. Distance, which, by the way, is a perfect song. Can I say that? Can I say that it's perfect?
Thank you very much.
It sounds like a song that you wrote in response to your dad passing, but it was actually around a little bit longer than that, right?
Yeah. It was, I wrote it through, because he had been struggling with his health for years, and it would get better, and sometimes it would get worse, and it was just kind of a way for me to get my emotions out. I hadn't finished it, but when everything happened a month and a half ago, it felt right to finish it up and get it out for dad as a tribute and have all the proceeds go to his favorite charity, the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. All of the proceeds that you make from the single Distance are going to that charity. So what is that charity?
It's a charity my dad was very close with throughout his life. It helps underfunded music programs in schools across the country get instruments, and so students can realize their dreams of rocking out and going for it. It's a really wonderful program, and my dad was very close to it, and I wanted to continue that relationship.
So the album from Mammoth WVH expected in spring of 2021. You got a title, or are you going self-titled on this one?
I guess we'll have to find out. we still haven't hammered down a date yet, but certainly next year you'll be hearing new music from it.
It's great. I love this. You recorded every instrument and did all of the vocals. Do you realize how hard that is to do? I mean, obviously, you know, because you did it, but...
Yeah, I did it.
Our listeners may not understand what a feat that is.
It's very rewarding. It's a very fun experience. Initially, I just wanted to see if I could do it. I think I can, but I think that's up to the listeners to decide if I did it or not.
Well, I'd say you pulled it off from the one song that we've heard. I'd say you hit it right on the head, man. You really did a good job on it.
Thank you so much.
How many instruments can you play?
Enough.
Enough.
I can play guitar, bass, drums, a little bit of keyboard, and I can sing. So enough to make what I made, I guess.
Yeah, you got a rock band right there, man. That's all you need.
Yeah.
So next year, I see you guys. You have a date booked in the Aftershock Festival at Discovery Park in Sacramento. Congrats on that, by the way. On the bill with Metallica. But you can't play all these instruments at once. So you got a live band picked out?
Yeah. We had been rehearsing as early as 2018. My dad would come to the rehearsals, and he gave his seal of approval, which meant the world to me.
That's great.
My buddy Garrett Whitlock, who I mentioned, playing in Tremonti, he plays drums. And my good friend Frank Sidoris, who plays with Slash, is playing guitar. And Ronnie Ficaro, my good buddy, who used to play with Falling in Reverse, is playing bass. And the second we started playing, it just felt right. They're great dudes and great musicians, and we're so excited to be out there.
And I think that everybody in the world right now cannot wait to see not just any concert, but see you guys on stage, man. I imagine you got to feel the same way. You can't wait to just do what you do on stage, right?
I can't wait to get out there, man. That's all I want to do.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait to see you, and we thank you very much once again for joining us today on The Morning X, and we wish you the best of luck with the project, mammothwvh.com, if you want to learn more. Wolfgang Van Halen, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, man. It was a pleasure.